Now, let me make a fresh pot of coffee. Or would you prefer tea? Give me a few minutes and think over what I have said. Right. Now, it's time to start on the Kabbalah. What is the Kabbalah? For us in the West, practicing the Western tradition, the Kabbalah is a comprehensive filing system of just about everything you can think of. It's an occult Encyclopedia Britannica. It is a system that manages to include every known tradition within its mandala, the Tree of Life. It is an explanation of the descent of power, manifestation, and godhood. I have worked with it for over 30 years, and it has become the mainstay of both my personal and professional life. So let's begin with the mandala, because that is the basis. And here I would like you to look at the illustration in the workbook that comes with this course. It will give you the actual drawing that you need to copy. And once you have done this, then we will go on to describe each sphere in turn. Here is a sheet of plain white paper, a pencil, and a ruler. In the middle of the page, I want you to draw a straight line, about 10 inches long, top to bottom. Now, move the ruler to the right and draw another line about 2 inches away from the first one. Do the same to the left of the first line. You now have 3 straight lines, 10 inches long, going top to bottom of the paper. Draw a circle on the middle line, about 1/2 inch from the top. And then a second circle at the halfway mark between the top and bottom of the middle line. Halfway between the second circle and the bottom of the line, draw a third circle. And finally, a fourth at the very bottom of the middle line. Inside the first circle, write the name Keter. It is spelt K-E-T-H-E-R, but it is pronounced Keter. Inside the second circle, write Tiferet, spelt T-I-P-H-E-R-E-T-H, but it is pronounced Tiferet. Inside the third circle, write Yesod, spelt Y-E-S-O-D, and pronounced almost as it is spelt, Yesod. Finally, in the last circle, write Malkut, M-A-L-K-U-T-H, pronounced Malkut. Now for the line on the right side. About 1.5 inches below Keter, but on the right-hand line, draw another circle. And write in it the name Chokmah, spelt C-H-O-K-M-A-H. It is pronounced, however, Chokmah. Move to the left line, and at the same distance, and on a line with that one, draw another circle, and write in it Bina, B-I-N-A-H. Pronounce it Bina. You should now have a triangle of circles at the top of the page. 2.5 inches below Chokma, draw a circle and name it Chesed, C-H-E-S-E-D. Chesed. Move to the left line and draw a circle at the same level and call it Gevurah. G-E-B-U-R-A-H. It is spelt with the B sounding as a V. Gevurah. Back to the right-hand line. Go down another 2.5 inches. Draw a circle and call it Netzach. N-E-T-Z-A-C-H. We pronounce it as Netzach, a guttural sound, with no hesitation between the second and third syllables. Go across to the left, draw another circle, and name it Chod, H-O-D, and say it as spelt. Between Bina and Chokma on the middle line, but slightly below them, draw a dotted circle. This is Dat, D-A-A-T-H. Say it as dot. To finish, draw 3 half circles above Keter, and we call these Ein, A-I-N, Ein Sof, A-I-N, S-O-P-H, and Ein Sof Aur, A-I-N, S-O-P-H, A-U-R. Check your drawing with the illustration shown in the booklet. You should now have 3 lines. The right and the left should have 3 circles going from top to bottom. The middle line should have 5 circles, one of which is dotted. Tiferet should be in the middle of the page, with Gevurah and Chesed on either side, above it, and Netzah and Chod below it. Yesod and Malkut appear like a handle to the higher circles, and one above the other. This is the mandala of the Tree of Life, and the spheres you have drawn are called Sephirot, S-E-P-H-I-R-O-T-H. The singular is Sephirah.